Hello, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist, and every week, I write a newsletter all about the future of radio and all of those sorts of things, and you're not reading it because you're listening to the podcast version, and why not? It's been a busy few weeks. My first international trip for 2 years to Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles. I was the warm-up man to Will Ferrell, amazingly. I even got a laugh, which was nice. But if I'm sounding not quite normal this time, I mean not quite normal, more than usual, then that's because I'm currently isolating from the family after finally getting, you know, the thing. Yes, I might have managed to catch the thing on the journey home, possibly. But anyway, knocked me about for a bit. And I'm only now catching up on things, but I have just done my accounts. So I'm feeling very excited about that, let me tell you. Anyway, everybody gets it eventually. The vaccine saved me from anything bad, probably, apart from not being able to leave my bed for 3 days. But anyway, you know, up and about. So that's nice. So what should we talk about this week? Well, radio this month. Well, radio from Ukraine continues to be made available elsewhere. Radio Ukraine, which is being taken by most Ukrainian broadcasters at the moment, is also being broadcast on DAB in Czechia and in Poland. And it's on TV networks as well. There's also an English translated version of the Ukrainian 24-hour TV channel. That's available on Freeview Connect in the UK. I believe is also available on YouTube somewhere, and it would be good if I could add it onto livenow.news, which is my little website. There's also a Ukrainian language website. It's called The World of Radio in English. It's proradio.org.ua, or the way that they say it actually in Ukraine is proradio.org.ua. Because they don't bother with the dots. Anyway, they're doing an excellent job of monitoring radio stations in the country and what they're doing, and the website works fine if you use Google Translate, so that's good. Last time I noticed the number of shortwave transmissions being restarted to aim at the Ukraine, or to aim at Ukraine, I should say, and I wondered aloud whether we had any idea about how many Ukrainians owned a shortwave radio in the first place. Not one response. So I guess we can conclude that nobody knows. I did ask, though, where I could get hold of a truly world radio. So one that does AM and FM and shortwave, as well as DAB, DRM and HD radio. And I got a lot of responses pointing me to shortwave radios, but none of which were capable of DAB Plus or of HD. Recommended analog shortwave radios were from Texon, here in Australia, and from C. Crane, which is an American company. There are also some from Gospel and Chengdu New Star, which have DRM capability. They're also massive. None have DRM and DAB Plus and HD radio, which is kind of what I was looking for. Because an analog AM/FM shortwave radio with access to HD, DAB and DRM would be the only portable radio that would work everywhere. If you travel to the US, you'll get additional stations on AM and FM, thanks to HD. If you travel to Europe, DAB would spring into life with hundreds of stations. DRM would cover better quality international radio stations. And I think that there are chipsets capable of all of those. I've taken apart a cheap portable DAB radio a couple of years ago, and I noticed that it had HD radio branding inside. There was a different version offered from the Chinese manufacturer with HD capability. I'm assuming that it was just a firmware change. So I can only assume that either licensing forbids DAB and DRM or HD being on the same unit, or that the benefit of one unit sells everywhere is offset by the additional licensing fees that you'd have to pay. Or perhaps nobody wants one. Ed replied to my email last time saying, "I don't know any manufacturer of the radio you seek, nor anyone else who would buy one." Gosh. Interesting also to spot that Talk TV, Rupert Murdoch's new TV channel, which launches later this month, will take Talk Radio's on-camera output during daytime. That makes a lot of sense. Radio is considerably more popular than TV for breakfast and daytime. And then, of course, when evening comes, the tables are turned. And so Talk Radio will rebroadcast the output of Talk TV. So Piers Morgan's show will be heard on the radio as well. Oh, joy. Now, ostensibly, that's no different to GB News, which also broadcasts on DAB Plus as well. But in this case, it's rather cleverer to focus resources on the medium that does best in each day part, make them the primary medium. And I can only hope that this doesn't remove James Whale from the airwaves as well, and I hope he broadcasts for as long as he's able to. The question, of course, is whether Talk TV and Talk Radio are the right names for those services, which will carry the same programming 24/7, albeit one with better pictures than the other. Now, we might hear it on air being simply referred to as Talk within programming, just as Magic Radio is referred to on air as Magic. And all brands are multi-platform these days, after all. What else is going on? Well, the growth of DAB Plus and of microprocessor-driven radio receivers in general has meant that sets are more complicated to use. I was buying a new DAB radio a couple of years ago, and I wanted to find one with a simple rotary volume control, and you have no idea how difficult it is. It's really surprising. So I was very pleased to see a set, which I linked to in this week's newsletter. It's a really easy, simple radio set for people with dementia. And it's got four presets on it. It's got an on-off button, and it's got a volume button. And that's all that you can actually really see, unless you take the back off, and then you can see the tuning dial and everything else. It's produced by a UK company called Relish. It looks to have been specifically built for that market. It's really good. I think it's £79. And it looks really good and really smart, and it's a very good idea. So many congratulations to the folks behind that. That's really good. That said, fewer people have standalone radio receivers, says the data. 39% of Americans in the US now own no radio receivers at all in their household. Probably do own one in the car. But apart from that, none in their household at all, which is quite a thing. That said, I don't own one here either. I mean, I do. I've got plenty of radios which are dotted around, but none which are ever turned on. The way that we listen to the radio is we ask Google, because that's typically the way that we ask for anything in this household. So still, there you go. Other things, old US radio sets had little triangles on them. Did you know this? Did you know why? I linked to a story about that. Many congratulations to former BBC Radio 6 Music breakfast host Sean Keaveney, who's doing a paid-for radio show on Patreon for $4 a month. I link to April the 1st's show, and I'm told it's all sorted with music licensing, which is excellent to hear. I'm sure it is. DAB Plus. Also, you can blame it for lots of things. You can blame it for adding welcome choice to radio listeners, but you can also blame it for making the Eiffel Tower 6 meters taller, which it's done, because they've just added a DAB transmitter to the top of the Eiffel Tower. So that's exciting, isn't it? I also linked to some proper radio research, courtesy of a newsreader for the BBC World Service, who spent a considerable amount of time just working out how to pronounce things, which is a good thing. Now, sadly for the podcast that I do every day, Pod News, I often just have to guess at people's names because I can't give them a ring because it's 4 o'clock in the morning where they are. Excuse me, sorry for waking you up. Could you tell me how to pronounce your surname? That's not really going to work, is it? But the BBC has a very good pronunciation website internally on Gateway, but you won't be able to see it because you have no access to Gateway. So instead, I've linked to the ABC's pronunciation guide, if you want one, or there is a book that you can buy, which is a BBC pronunciation guide, but the ABC pronunciation guide is a pretty good one as well, and will really help you with funny names in Australia as well, if ever you needed that. I linked to one of the WDR's blog posts, Trading as WDR, Bill Rogers' blog, and I linked to one of his recent posts, which has an incredible audience graph for Radio 4. And I've heard this in the past described as a hammocking audience graph, because it just bounces up and down. You can see where World at One is. You can see where PM is. You can see just the where people just run away as soon as the news is off. People just turn off the radio and go and do something else. It's really interesting, and it is a marvel, given the audience behaviour in this way. It's a marvel that Radio 4 is still the most listened to radio station in London. It's got a market share of 12.9% in the capital, given, you know, the amount of audience that it sheds after the big news bulletins. Interesting too, the audience graph shows two competitors that the BBC consider are competitors to Radio 4. One of them is LBC, one of them is Times Radio. I can kind of guess Times Radio. LBC really isn't, I wouldn't have thought, a competitor to Radio 4 in that sort of way. Although obviously Eddie Mayer's on there, I suppose. Talk radio isn't seen as a competitor, which I felt was interesting. I also linked to two pieces of audio with video attached on Twitter. The same interviewee as well, Dominic Raab, who was being interviewed on LBC and on the BBC. And on LBC, Nick Ferrari is in a brightly lit studio. There are captions on screen. There are alternate camera angles. Dominic Raab is in a well-lit remote studio. He's looking at the camera during his answers. It's a very good experience. And then the same interview from the same morning from the BBC. And Dominic Raab is in a different remote studio where, frankly, he seems to be lit by one bulb. Very poorly lit. He's talking to a monitor in the corner of the room, so you can't actually see the colour of his eyes. Michelle Hussain, who is doing the interview, is in a dingy corner surrounded by computer monitors and big red lights in a TV centre. Not in TV centre, because that doesn't exist anymore, but you know what I mean, in the BBC. And I just wonder when the BBC is going to start taking visualising radio seriously. I mean, you know, people were playing around with visualising radio in 2007 when I was there. why is the BBC still treating us with pictures of the back of computer monitors? Who knows? And also I linked to an interesting piece of radio history, the radio station that pretended it was from the Midwest but was actually from Germany. Yeah, there's a thing. Thank you to Richard Hilton and James Masterton and Brun Audio Consulting for your ongoing support of my newsletter. I'm very grateful to you for that. Since I sent it out yesterday, I've had a few other people join, including Rusty from Soma FM, which I'm thrilled about because he's a good man. And I'm thrilled that he is still thriving and that clearly the radio station is still thriving as well. So excellent. You are more than welcome if you would like to support this work in any way. You can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/James Critland. You can become a member to give regularly, which is what Rusty has just done, or you can give a one-off coffee or five. That's buymeacoffee.com/James Critland. My professional website, if you can imagine such a thing, has more detail about who I am and what I do and whether I can help you. And assuming that I finally get rid of this COVID thing, I will be at Radio Days Europe in Malmo in Sweden in May. Also the podcast show in London in May. And looking forward to being at Canadian Music Week in June as well, which should be great fun. Very much looking forward to going back to Canada and seeing some of my friends there. So that should be good. And that's it for this time. Hopefully it won't be another month before I do another one, but then hopefully I won't catch COVID again. So, you know, there is always that side. So until next time, keep listening.